Corner of Wiltern and Weatherly. Tumblr messed up. Said the Porsche should be at the corner of Wiltern and Weatherly.
Right there.
You bullshit me, right? 9024 Wiltern?
What? That?
I gotta get my tool.
Kim! He ain't bullshit! Kim!
Man, that's not a tool.
It's a damn brick. Yeah, man, we gonna use a brick, man. We might as well call prison and make reservations. Oh, come on.
Get the number.
42850. Hurry up, man. Man, let's go. Get the hell out of here. Okay, Billy Badass, you gotta sit here and tell me how the hell we gonna get out. Hold on, I know you ain't gonna do what I think you're gonna do. Aw, man. Come on! You think the Deuce of Hazard? Come on!
Yo, so check out my new move. I call it the stranger. What I do is I sit on my hand for like 15, 20 minutes until it goes numb. No feeling at all. And then I rub one out.
The stranger, huh?
It's like a little boy's nursery school I've come upon here. Where are they?
Oh my man. God, sweetie, you're so talented.
What? Hey,
no.
Stolen car.
No.
Stolen car.
No. Hey, I love you.
Man, we going to jail, man.
Silver Porsche, estimated speed 80 miles per hour, heading west on Wilshire Boulevard.
This is Air One. We have a visual of the suspect southbound on Vincent Thomas Bridge.
Something wrong, Tumblr?
Yeah, I'm missing Jerry Springer. Yeah!
That's right.
Ha ha,
what's up,
old
man?
Should go 0 to 60 in 5.2 seconds.
Believe me, I can vouch for that.
Ground units be advised. Suspect last seen entering south side of warehouse.
Yeah. 13 down, 37 to go.
Now you've gone and done it, Reigns.
Come on! Get the board and get the light!
I got it!
Oh, shit. I'm coming off!
Keys, get the keys!
I got him, I got him!
Come on, everybody, let's go!
Hurry up!
I got it!
Let's go! Help me get it! Let's go, boys!
All gone. We didn't get a single one of them, and we are talking about professionals. No visible damage to locking mechanisms, steering columns, or ignitions, and as you can see, these are not Honda Civics. This is one of three brand new Mercedes, a car they say is unstealable.
Yeah, unless you get the laser-cut transponder key sent directly to the U.S. dealer from Hamburg.
They got somebody working on the inside.
Let's find out which dealership sold them, serviced them, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I'll get all that.
Dry cop.
Yeah.
It's a pound these cars for 1 month. I'll give a damn they belong to Tom Cruise.
Vision. Determination. These are the three fundamental components of the new generation race car driver. Speed is a byproduct. Going fast. But remember, the car is you. You are the car. Okay? Let's ride!
What that was, but it wasn't driving. Go get him.
Well, well, well. What do you pay your pit crews with? Oreos and gummy bears?
I folded, Adley. You know that. What are you doing here?
Is there someplace we can talk?
About what?
About your brother and the deep shit he's in.
Frank, can we watch the kids for a minute? Tell me about Kip.
He took a job and he fumbled it. Now he's jammed up. He's jammed up bad.
What kind of job?
A boost. A big boost.
A boost. What's Kip doing on a boost?
Oh, you shitting me, man. Kip's become quite low crew runner since you left. You don't talk to your mom?
She neglected to mention it.
Listen, I need something. I need something cold to drink. I thought we were going someplace to talk.
Who is the job for?
A new guy named Raymond Calitri. They call him the Carpenter. He's running all the dark ponies down there now. It's a full-on devil came down a Long Beach trip. He's bad. He's real bad.
And this Calitri is the one who's after my brother.
It's like stains on a mattress. And you should know, I work for him. There weren't a lot of opportunities for retired car thieves on the GIMP. He put me to work. But I gotta tell you, Memphis, this guy, he scares the shit out of even me.
Jackson. Right.
They have Kip.
Take me there.
Raymond Calitri, Memphis Reigns.
I try.
To learn your ways, understand your obsessions. But this baseball, it's so bleeding boring, isn't it?
Where's my brother?
Memphis Reigns, the legend procedure. Allie tells me you're the best. After you left, auto theft in the South Bay area went down 47%.
Where's my brother?
I'm proud of these. Straddle chair from the arts and craft period. Mahogany table with cloud lift pattern. Black walnut wine table. Metal's cold, ugly. Wood's warm, clean. Provided by nature. See a piece of furniture take shape, it's like watching a child grow.
I asked you a question.
It threw us out of England, threw us out of France. But here we are. Flourishing, really. Except for the minor inconvenience of despising everything about your country. On this list, you'll find 50 cars, 5-0. I need all 50 delivered to Long Beach Harbor, Pier 14, by 8 a.m, 4 days from now. I'm paying $200,000.
I'm not interested. I'm just here for my brother.
Young Kip came to me. He had street cred. The brother of the notorious Memphis Reigns. So 2 weeks ago, I hired him and advanced him $10,000.
Hadley told me. It's about the advance, I can understand your anger. Debt has to be settled. $10,000. Me to you.
I wish it was that easy.
I don't see the complication.
I have 4 days to deliver 50 cars and I have no cars.
Well, that's another problem.
It is another problem, isn't it? It's about me delivering 50 top-end cars because I said I would. Because if I don't, my South American friend goes somewhere else from now on. And that's not good. It's a humiliation. Because I'm the arsehole who said I could deliver. Am I an arsehole? Do I look like an arsehole?
Yeah.
I need that paper satisfying.
I'm retired. And where the hell is my brother?
I made this as well. My first one. It takes 80,000 pounds of pressure to crush a car.
Kip?
Who's that?
Memphis.
Oh, shit.
You okay?
Shut it off!
Burn it off!
You've got 30 seconds to consider your options.
Shut it off!
One, you kill me, they kill you, your brother dies anyway. Two, you lie. You accept the job, you take your brother, you run. I hunt you down, I kill you, I kill your brother, and I kill your mother for the aggravation you've caused me. Three, you accept the deal. You steal some cars, you make some money, and you be a big brother.
Memphis!
8 a.m. Friday morning. The cars are on the boat, or your brother's in the coffin.
Get me out of here! Somebody get me out of here!
Listen, you really don't have to make me anything.
Oh, hey, you come down here, you save my ass, it's the least I can do. Hey, I heard you were pumping gas someplace up north or something, right?
Yeah, working with kids.
Oh, yeah.
First place. I remember this.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago.
What'd you put in it?
I don't know.
That's good. Does Mom know about any of this?
No, she doesn't. And I don't think she should. You know, she works really hard, and this she doesn't need to know about any of this stuff. Look, you know, I got everything under control.
Kitchen's on fire.
Man?
Hey, Memphis. It's good to see you.
Hey, Fuzzy.
Aw, shit, what are you doing here? I told you I don't know anything.
Yeah, but you're a liar.
You're gonna get me fired, man.
Fired? That's not good. You're on parole, right?
Fuzzy, hey. Nobody wants to get you fired. We just need his information, is all.
2 weeks ago, a call came in for a lot of top-end cars.
And who made that call?
I don't have a clue.
Okay, you should go talk to your boss.
Oh, shh. The delivery date. I know the delivery date.
And when is that?
Thursday, Friday, end of the week.
Well, you get me a name within 48 hours, and we'll be back.
Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm looking for Helen Raines.
Helen, some guy's here for you.
What guy? What's he look like?
Like a firecracker. Like your son.
You look so good.
Your mom. A spring bouquet.
What are you doing here?
Well, Atlee Jackson came to see me. Told me something about Kip. Can I help you with one of these?
Oh. Tell Castlebeck he's not going to believe we just walked into the Quality Cafe.
I can't say I'm surprised. All his life he looked up to you. Tried to be you. Guess now he is.
So why is this happening? I send you guys money.
He met some people and he changed. He lost that sweetness, you know. Okay. Tell me. How deep in is he?
Deep.
Can you get him out?
He means doing things. Things I told you I'd never do again.
Do what it takes, Randall.
When'd you get into town, Rage?
Last night.
Last night? What for?
I thought I'd catch a Lakers game. Heard we got Shaquille. You guys want to go?
Guess not.
Randall.
Come here.
I get this call from his uniform, you know. Axton, very nice man, remembers everything. This man calls me up, says, guess who's back in town? I say, who? He says, Randall Raines. I say, Randall Raines, the car thief? He says, yeah. I say, impossible. He says, nah, he's back. I say, no, he's not. He says, yes, I will bet you $200 I just saw Randall Raines.
You guys said a lot. Look, detective.
No, whoa. What's really, really ironic about this, 2 nights ago, we snared these 13 fresh stones waiting for export. Right? Now, at the time, I'm thinking, this feels like Randall Raines. I didn't have your panache, your flash, but just felt like Randall Raines. And now here you are.
Look, I don't know what you boys are looking for, but I just got back, okay? It was a family emergency. Now, that's the truth.
Family emergency. Yeah, I got a family emergency too, Randall. I gotta go tell my woman that I just lost $200 on a stupid deal.
She's mean.
What?
She can be mean.
Come here, Randall. Take those glasses off, Randall, please. Do me a favor. 6 years ago, you make a real smart move. You know, you retire from a lab that's going to get you busted or killed, or maybe even both. And I'm thinking, I'm not putting you away when I had a chance. It's like this big cock up the ass of this real impressive career that I've had.
Oh, yeah. Well, without disappointment, you can't appreciate victory.
I don't know how to tell you that.
Well, now that's hidden below the belt.
Yeah, all right, let me tell you about the little bell, Randall. I tell you what, from here on out, if you walk across the street outside of a crosswalk, if you roll through a stop sign, if you use an aerosol can in a manner other than directed, I mean, I don't care. You make one slip and I will put you away for good.
Okay. By the time you get out, asshole, there won't even be cars. I'll be cruising around in your little spaceships. That's gonna suck. Who's Eleanor?
The damn car. And don't ever talk about my wife.
Excuse me. You know where Otto is?
He's in the back of the paint shop.
Is that you? About time you came to see me.
Jay, good to see you. Oh, great.
It's good to see you.
You too. Remember my Junie?
Hey, Junie. How are you?
We're doing good, thank you.
Good. You look happy.
Well, I am happy. I really am.
So what happened here?
What do you mean?
Well, it's nice, but the chop shop, the strip cars, my education.
What happened, hey? Old age happened. That's what happened. I tired of killing them. You know,
I woke up one morning and thought, I'm no longer a destroyer. I'm a means of resurrection. Now we restore, we revive.
Come here. Remember we used to do this?
What?
You know, come here. Okay.
The Ferrari 365 GTB 4 Daytona. Le Mans 1971. Quad cam?
That's a V12.
V12, right. Here it peaks. 5,500 RPM.
What do you know about Raymond Calitri?
Who?
Raymond Calitri.
Excuse your sweetness. I'll be right back. Okay?
No.
It's all right. Raymond Calitri. He's a jackal tearing at the soft belly of our fair town. And he's an asshole to boot. So be careful.
I heard about Kip.
Are you considering a comeback tour?
Do you think it can be done?
Don't do this to me, okay? Please. Please, not now. Oh, man. How many cars?
50.
How many days?
3.
How many in your crew?
1, but I came here hoping to negotiate for a second.
No way, it can't be done. I mean, you need time to prep, time to shop, you know that.
It has to be. They're gonna kill him. It was a mistake to come here. You have a great life now. I don't want to upset that.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Look around you. These days, I'm all about second chances. So, let's make a few phone calls and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Don't look at me!
Don't touch nothing.
Just...
No. You can't negotiate turns. You can't signal properly. You can't maintain speed. You can't parallel park. Hell, you can't drive, honey. Shit, I can't swim. I know I can't. So you know what I do? I stay my black ass out the pool.
All right, now, just...
Can you... Hello! Memphis! Hey, how are you? Sure. When? Okay.
323-969-811.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Donnie.
Just take around the block a couple of times, okay? All right.
Hello, I'm calling for Frankie Fish.
Frank's dead, man. Yeah, he got scragged.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking for Henry Santoro.
He went down to Florida with that asshole, Frankie Fish. You see him, you tell him I want my money.
I didn't mess with your money.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for Dan and Mikey.
Both of them up to Chino, doing a nickel apiece.
Now, I'm not so sure I want to tell you who this is.
Yeah, try it, asshole.
You sound very busy right now. You sound very, very busy. There's only two names left.
Yeah, let's see. Come on, say it. Yeah. Those two. No way.
There's no one else?
Are you sure?
Go on, listen, why should I?
Come on.
You were the one who answered
fine.
The phone, right?
Fine.
But how's a guy who can't speak going to take a phone call?
You've got a call.
Sphinx, is that you?
Press a button if it's you.
Wait, you set up this brake job?
Yeah, you warped all four rotors. You must have been riding those brakes like an old lady.
That's nice. Sounds like the left bank's running lean.
Service department's over there.
Can I talk to you?
Talk to you? Yeah, sure. Talk.
Well, think of it is, I came back.
Do you know what time it is?
It's 5:30. Oh. I came back because
I gotta go. I'm late for work.
You're at work.
I got two jobs. I have discovered that you have to work twice as hard when it's honest.
Hey, Sway, can I get another shot?
Yeah.
You're still looking amazing.
Well, you look like a Bible salesman.
You're healed. Can we improvise a little
sure.
bit?
Sure. What do you have in mind? You want to get a little crazy? There's a Cutlass 442 in the back. We can strip down and shine the hood. What do you say?
That's not what I had in mind. It's about my brother. Kip's in trouble.
In trouble.
Took a boost. You blew it.
And you got some Italians?
5 or 6.
Right.
It's 50 ladies in 24 hours. $200,000.
Well, I've cleaned up.
I understand. I hate to even come here and ask
you. Can I get that drink now, please?
And I had to ask a few of the others, too, and I feel bad about it, but...
But you had no choice. You had to come here and...
Pretty much. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'd love to help Kip, but I'm not into the life anymore.
That's a good thing. I'm glad to see you're doing well.
Sorry, Tim.
I'd like to pay for your drink.
That's fine. How about that drink?
Yeah, how about that drink?
Reigns! Memphis Reigns, huh?
I know you.
Well, you should know me considering all the business you done screwed up for me in the past, baby.
Johnny B.
That's me.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what you could do for me, baby. Get out of Long Beach tonight.
I'll be gone in 3 days. I'm just here on some family business.
Word on the street says Raymond Calitre hired you and your brother for a top order. An order should have went to me.
It's not the way it went down, Johnny.
Hey! Get away from my car, asshole! You got something to say before I kill you, fool?
Thanks. Otto sent you. Probably both be working at the dealership if he hadn't died. Just like normal people.
Shit.
What's the matter with you?
Well, 6 years does a lot of different things to people. You know, I don't know where you went, but, you know, you're in there, you're talking about being normal. I mean, you were always the one who was going after the easy money.
I didn't do it for the money. I did it for the cars. Gleaming in marina blue, sunfire yellow, Marlboro red, begging to be plucked. And I'd do it. I'd boost her and just blast. To Palm Springs, instantly feeling better about being me. And then, the next day it seems like, I'm getting shot at, my friends are dying, people are going to jail. I didn't like what I'd become.
Yeah, and then you left, and then I didn't have a brother anymore, and now you want to give me advice, and I don't even know you. And you know, I got my own family now, I got my own friends, and you know, you say what you want about them, but they're loyal.
Well, when you hit the wall, the same thing's gonna happen. You and your family are either gonna get shot or get a 5-year jail at Corcoran.
Those Mercedes we impounded need those newfangled laser-cut keys. Each one's from Dresner Foreign Motors, downtown Newport, where all the employees are clean except for him. James Lakewood served Nicholas Folsom for auto insurance fraud.
Well, gosh, I bet he just neglected to mention that to the people at Dresner Foreign Motors, huh?
It gets better. Young James there places orders for lost keys to Mercedes' home office in Germany.
The list. Well, I guess we gotta start feeding the bushes and try to find out where they live. Whoa. 1967 Chevy GT500. You got Eleanor here?
I don't know. Somebody here to see you.
Oh, the pup is a big dog now.
You doing?
Hey there, kid. What is this? What's that up under there?
Hey, Alan. How you doing? It's a long time. Good to see you.
What are you doing here, Kevin?
Well, actually, we actually came to talk about some things.
About what?
Well, you know, it seems like you guys need a little help, and we thought that we should participate.
But I just promised Mom I was getting you out of this.
Listen, no, we're talking about a lot of money here. And
what,
if you guys
what,
think
money?
You can be getting to our Kool-Aid,
is that what you think I'm
mind.
Doing this? You inconsiderate
you
me how
you think.
You want to participate?
Well,
then you call Mom and you explain her how you want
to
play my puppy. You'll get
in 2 days.
Hey.
This is why I do not do business with family.
I think you should consider this.
Oh, come on, Otto, please. No, his criminal career has come to an end.
Well, his life will come to an end unless we pull this off. And how can we do it without him? It can't be done, and you know it.
You guys have any skills at all?
Please. Yeah, we have skills. We
Mirrorman here, he's an electronics expert.
You know, he's got some gadgets that you old farts probably never heard of. You know, Tumbler over here, he can pretty much drive anything with wheels and, you know, some things without wheels. And Toby, he's a computer genius. He does fascinating things with computers.
What exactly can you do with the computer, Toby?
I can hack into the DMV mainframe. I can change VIN numbers. I can change addresses, registrations. I can do a lot of really tricky stuff. I can.
All right. We do this, we do it my way. I run the show. You take your orders from me. If you have any problems with that, you can leave now.
No, that's fine.
Well, who is Gilligan and what does he do?
Gilligan is actually Freb. Freb can order pizzas like nobody's business.
What?
That's true.
Hey, people gotta eat, right?
This is outrageous. I want my lawyer. I'm not saying a word till I get a lawyer.
All right, James, that's an option.
And frankly, a reasonable one.
So you call your lawyer, James. You tell him you've been arrested on suspicion of grand theft auto. We indict you.
He'll bail you out.
And we move on to trial.
Okay. The kid came to me. Said he'd pay $500 a key. So I put these order forms through, and he picked them up a couple days later.
What's his name?
We kept it anonymous. He was a well-built kid. Looks like a boxer. What do you want me to do?
When he comes back, you call us.
What says he comes back?
Bunch.
To make the Friday 8 a.m. deadline, you're going to have to go old school. One night boost, put all your nuts in one basket, okay?
One night.
Yes.
What are you, crazy? One night.
What do you have, like a better plan or something?
Yeah, you spread it out. You play shadow games and
shit. Well, a truncated timetable.
Otto, I'm sorry. Can you just listen to me for 1 second?
We've heard you have shadow games. But what you have to understand is that if you play shadow games by the second night, the heat is on to you. With a one-night boost, by the time the first car is reported stolen, your ship sets sail. This is a surprise attack.
This is a complicated list, fella. It really is. Okay? The 25 that aren't a problem, but these exotics are tough to find. And the new Mercedes, they require laser-cut keys. Okay?
Yeah, I got that covered.
Well, you have that covered?
What did I just say? Yeah, I got it covered.
Yeah, just say.
All right. Well, then let's get to work. Toby, hack into the insurance database and find as many cars as you can.
Yes. I got addresses on Hillary, Natalie, and Tracy.
Donnie, check the DMV for the remaining cars on the list.
I'm sorry, miss, but you've missed 5 questions. That's a failing.
No, why? You're supposed to go faster when somebody's failing.
Hello again.
Mm-hmm. Here's your list of the 20 car owners' names and addresses that you requested.
Thank you.
That's $100, please.
$100?
Well, $5 a car, 20 cars. Would you like a calculator?
It used to be $2 a car. Thanks a lot.
My name's Roger. Sir, may I be of some help?
That's funny. My name's Roger. Two Rogers don't make a riot. Roger, I have a problem.
Yes.
I've been in L.A. for 3 months now. I have money, I have taste. But I'm not on anybody's A-list, and Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week for me.
Well, a Ferrari would certainly change that.
Perhaps. But you know, this is the one. Yes. Yes, yes. I saw 3 of these parked outside the local Starbucks this morning, which tells me only one thing. There's too many self-indulgent wieners in this city with too much bloody money. Now, if I was driving a 1967 275 GTB Borcam...
You would not be a self-indulgent wiener, sir. You would be a connoisseur.
Precisely. Champagne would fall from the heavens, doors would open, velvet ropes would part.
I don't have one here. However, I do have one in the warehouse.
Superb. What else do you have in the warehouse?
All right. How's Mr. Lakewood from the dealership?
He says that boxer-looking punk is going to pick up the keys to three new Mercedes today. Same make and model as the ones we already got impounded.
Now we talking.
The El Spirito de Graciela sails Friday, 8 a.m. sharp. We'll target all the cars within 45 minutes of here. By the time their alarm tracking systems are activated, the cars will already be in these containers.
Fellas, this is Sway.
No questions. I'm here for Kip.
All right.
All right.
It's me. He's here.
The red Chevy Nova?
That's affirmative, sir. Nova.
All right, as soon as he leaves, you call me with the owner's address, all right?
I'll get those forms right over, sir. Damn, boss. Always on my case.
You got three here?
Thank you.
Baron Reigns, Donnie Stricky, Otto Halliwell.
Should I set up some tails?
Mm-hmm. You're too smart for that. They'll just dump the cars. Now we'll get them at the Mercedes. Let's set up three surveillance teams at those addresses. Now you go ahead and you make your move, man. And I will be ready for you.
Why do you call them girls' names?
That's a good question. Why do you call them girls' names?
It's code. You say Jane, you say Shirley, Lucy, Edna, and nobody listening on the waves is the wiser. Got them?
Okay.
All right. We've got the addresses on all 50 ladies. Let's scout them.
There she is.
Nice.
Damn, it's cold up here. They keep these Ferraris refrigerated, and you know black people don't like cold weather. We're tropical people, man. When this is over, I'm going to smoke a joint, about 2 hours of roots, and I'm going to kick your ass.
Hello, and welcome to GB Car Trivia. First question, who is the driver of a 73 Firebird? Otto.
Jim Rockford, Rockford Fire.
Jimmy Columbo.
Peugeot Convertible.
What color?
Gray.
How you know that?
Because I love that show.
I got three words for all of y'all. Get a life.
This is some kiddie shit, Spinks.
What's on Magnum P.I.'s license plate?
Robin Warren. Wait, wasn't Robin that faggy guy who hung with him?
No, that was Higgins.
Hey, hey, 10 points for our fearless leader.
Sway, how about giving us the honor of the Bill Bixby trifecta?
Drove a Corvette in The Magician, a Ford pickup truck in The Incredible Hulk, and in the courtship of Eddie's father, he walked.
Bingo.
My man.
Some.
Nothing doing here, sir. Nobody's showing.
Copy.
A minivan approaching. It seems a little late for soccer practice.
Hey, Zop, I think we got some activity right here. Oh, that is... looks like it's Kid Brains. And we got a Randall Reigns. If they take this, we will take them down.
He's pulling something out of his pocket. You see that?
It's a camera. Looks like he's just doing some homework. All right, let's leave him be. I don't want to burn this. They will be back. You know what? Let's go to Otto's in the morning.
kick over some rocks, see what's underneath there.
We saved the best for last. The 67 Shelby Mustang GT500. The GT500?
Yeah, yeah.
There she is. Yep. There's Eleanor.
Eleanor's Memphis' unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
Fable creature. You know, the horse with the horn, impossible to capture. It's the one card, no matter how many times you try to boost, something always happens.
We're gonna get through this time, right? Feeling smooth.
What's he doing?
Easy.
He's talking to her, man. Trying to get reacquainted. Well, they had a rough history. She almost got him killed a couple of times.
Oh, wait. Talking about.
Hit one on the Harbor Freeway.
He went off the Long Beach Pier once.
Smooth, easy ride. I'm just gonna glide. Big night tomorrow, guys. Let's go home. Did you get the picture?
Yeah.
See you tomorrow night, Eleanor. With your fine ass.
Yeah, we're almost home. You want to get something to eat?
I'd like to get a chocolate malt.
Got number time, baby.
Oh, man, we're gonna be here all night, man.
Look! Cop car!
Uh-huh.
Long as I'm in here, you're just gonna sit out there, aren't you?
Hey, listen. This is the plan. This is what we're gonna do. There's a big rig over there.
Mister, is that your truck out there? The big rig wrecker?
Big rig wrecker's mine.
That's cool. What do I gotta do? How do I learn? What do I do? Where do I go?
You gotta go to truck fountain.
I know, man. But I mean, like,
boys ready to play a little pin and tail on a donkey.
Can I get you a jelly donut or something, man?
No, I'm just gonna go.
Because I'm gonna have a waffle.
I'm gonna, maybe next time, though.
some of this? Yeah.
You guys got permits for these weapons?
Oh, man.
So you think I can only get pizzas, huh? Boosted it myself.
Yeah. How'd you get it?
Actually, the keys were in it.
Oh, yeah, well, that kind of defies the point then, don't it?
You stole a car that wasn't on the list.
You stole a car that wasn't on the list. Why don't you just go to the police station in a red clown suit and let everybody know what we're doing here?
What do we got?
No.
Shit, fellas.
What? Give me that.
Check this out.
Let me see that.
Check this out.
Let me see that.
All right.
Look. This looks like heroin.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
Where did you get this car? From some poker parlor in China.
You ever consider why a car in a neighborhood like that would have its keys left in it?
Maybe because nobody in that neighborhood would be stupid enough to try to rip this car off.
All right, get this shit out of here. Take it back.
No, we can't take it back.
Get it out of here.
Everybody relax for a second.
No.
Take it back.
Get it out of here.
I'm coming.
Man, I will knock this shit out of you.
Shut up.
Wait.
Who is it?
Take the castle back.
Oh. Crap. Tremendous.
Come on, Thomas.
Hey, hello, Otto.
Detective.
Good to see you.
Long time.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
Thank you. So, Randall, what do we got here? We got a multi-generational gathering of players. Is that what we got here? Here's Donnie. How you been, Dave?
I'm just happy to see you, bro.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Randall, seeing you here, Otto, Donnie, makes me feel almost nostalgic.
Kind of like a big reunion. You should stick around, because a little later we're going to make some s'mores and sing Kumbaya.
What is this?
What's it?
This.
They call this a Cadillac.
Yeah. What's wrong with it, Otto?
Needs restoration.
What?
Brightening.
Otto, you got a 39 Ford right there.
Well, that's a pretty car. Isn't that a nice car?
Right here, you got a 53 Fiat Denali. Now, these are beautiful cars, Otto. And here we got an 83 Cadillac Eldorado. I mean, who the hell pays to brighten up a Cadillac Eldorado?
I think it holds a certain sentimental value, nothing more.
Run me down a tag. See, license 329 HRO. That is Harold Randall Otto Burgundy Cadillac.
No faith in our newfound goodness, detective? Huh?
Task force runs on statistics and numbers, Otto. You know that. Randall, this kid?
That's my brother. He's all grown up.
1 Baker 11, Pacific Division 329er, Harold Randall Otto. No wants, no warrants at this time. DMV not on file.
Copy that, thank you.
See, I know what you're doing. I know. Yeah. You're thinking there's no want, but that I stripped its guts and crated her up, right?
Is that what you did, Randall?
No, I didn't do it. You know what? Forget it. You're trying to hurt my feelings? Fine. You know what? Go ahead. Do it. Let her rip.
Go ahead. Rip it up.
All right, goddammit, I'm with it.
Sell it to your chief.
Yeah, 83. First year they put the auto ride control on these boys.
Oh, I don't know. Probably know more about cars at this point than I do.
Boy, you slipping on me, Rand?
Well, no, it's just your knowledge overwhelms me. You got a real nice sounding engine, right, Otto?
4.1 liter.
Digital fuel injection.
You got it. You're the man.
You break it, you buy it, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got some foul going on.
All right. I'll catch you later.
Song for tonight.
How do you know?
Figure out the call signs and all the units working tonight.
What were you gonna do with this?
I was gonna bonk it.
What, bonk?
For the next 24 hours, all your decision-making privileges have been removed. You got it?
Got it.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Obviously, they're on to us. He's sniffing real close. If anything tonight appears out of place, I want you to cut bait, get out of there, and walk away. And get rid of this goddamn car!
What's up, kid? Toby, what are you doing? You think you're coming with us, but you're not.
What are you talking about, man? I'm part of the team. I just go.
No, wake up. You're gonna end up in jail or in the morgue or some shit. Don't be stupid.
What am I supposed to do?
Did you see a box of rubber gloves here, man?
Gloves? Man, you don't need gloves. This is the new age. Check this out.
What is this?
Let me just see that big claw you got in. Not donut jelly, so don't eat it. Your new fingerprints. Elvis is back. Boy got skills, right?
Yeah, you do. Look like a little ghetto smurf.
For doing this. Keep it real. Think slow. We should get through it just fine. Hello, Ryder, Donnie, hello, Ryder.
going, guys.
Al, tell me something.
Unit 2. Sorry, sir.
Nothing yet.
Son of a bitch. I know you're not parking right in front of me. Oh, no, I can't see a damn thing. Park, gotta move.
You ever feel bad about any of this?
Hell no. I'm Robin Hood, man. I rob from the rich and give to the needy.
Damn. Got him.
I got you. I got you.
You mean the poor?
Cut it. Curse.
No, like I said, the needy. But brother, we need this car.
What's up, dawg?
You're new, aren't you?
Yeah, how can you tell?
Well, listen, son, you take real good care of this car, and I'll take care of you.
Tell you what, save it and get another one of these suits, all right?
God bless you, son.
You need a fashion counselor. All right, babe, right here for the door. I'm in for the car. Get your big ass out. Mm-hmm. Ow! Hey, looking at me.
Yeah, man, that was as easy as pie.
I'm a veteran, son.
Get out of the car, bitch. I'll blow your brains out.
You gotta be shitting me.
I will shoot you, damn it.
Damn.
You lazy half-ass bummer. Any asshole can pull a gun on somebody. You don't know the first thing about stealing a car. What? You need a role model.
Stacy.
TJ, he's back. He's smart. He watches his ass.
Some sort of positions. If he rolls, you follow him out.
Copy that.
What's he doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Hang on.
Might as well roll down our windows and wave.
JJ, you tail him, all right?
Copy that.
Let's go. Good luck.
Piece of cake.
Unit 1, this is Unit 2. Astricky has landed.
If they roll, we take him down.
Last night that van was parked four houses down. Now it's only two.
Yeah, company.
Shit. He's at the car.
Bert, come back.
Standby, Unit 1.
What?
Where are you?
What do you think I am?
I'm at the casino picking up the pit boss's lady. What do you want?
The ladies are dirty. Walk away. The ladies are dirty.
What? I want everybody to get back to the garage now.
Oh, so she having a baby right now? I guess I better get to the hospital then, huh?
Something's got him spooked.
My wife is having a baby. I'm just nervous. This ain't even my car. I'm way over here.
He's heading away from the vehicle.
I see you.
I understand for 148.
What were there?
Unit 2, I lost them.
All right, it's time to talk to Fuzzy again.
Check this out. Laser encoding keys to send a message to a receiver inside the car.
You want to tell me what you're doing with these?
Yeah, these are from last week. These are from the other booth.
Give me this message.
Who is it?
Where'd they come from?
Now, give me this.
What happened?
Where'd you get these from?
What's the problem?
The Mercedes are dirty. There's surveillance bands all over them. Where'd they come from?
Oh, my guy in Southland. The same guy I used last time. Same guy I used before.
Before when?
When we took the other cars. Oh, the Mercedes.
Christ. Castlebeck. He got to one of the guys at the dealership and he turned him. That's what happened.
8 hours left.
So what are we going to stand around and have a meeting? What's going on?
Memphis. Maybe it's time for us to start thinking about how to get these young kids out of town.
Oh, man, you know what?
There's no Mercedes.
There's no point in boosting any other cars, you hear me? That's it. What he said is not 50, Memphis. You know that's what he'll say.
Hey, Memphis. You know, we still have the Mercedes keys from the last boost.
Hey, those cars are at the police impound. Okay, the police impound. You want us to go there and start stealing cars?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, yeah.
You crazy?
We're going to get hectic. Let's go.
No, Memphis, no.
I do this.
What?
Hey, Sphinx, I don't look suspicious, do I, man?
Man, I think that your dog ate the keys.
Wait, he usually goes for license plates.
You sure?
Wait a minute, okay. The dog ate the keys?
Yes.
How are you even getting them out?
Not funny.
Wait.
What do you think about it, Sphinx?
Sorry. See, Toby, go see if you can get some X-Lax.
No way, man.
Bad dog.
Let's get back to work.
Open the door. Hurry up. Hurry up.
End it, Rockstar. Get
Jesus
in.
Jesus Christ.
Now what, huh? Man? What else?
Fuzzy, you never called me. So now we gotta sit out here till you tell me everything you know.
I told you everything I know. I know that because I said, this is everything I know.
Detective Dreykov, it seems like the suspect is violating his parole right now.
Why, yes, Detective Castleback, if by violating his parole, you mean failing to cooperate with a law enforcement officer.
Little trick I learned as a car thief retirement home.
Did you hold this?
No, I'm not failing to cooperate. It's just that... Okay. Word has it that Kip Raines took the job and he screwed up. He screwed up pretty bad.
I haven't put out the order for the job.
It's Raymond Calitri's order.
Nice. Come on. Yes!
We have 6 hours left. Has the dog done its business yet?
Toby and Trevor are walking in right now.
Oh, no.
He's not going to do it. It's not going to happen, man.
Come on, dog. What's wrong, Henny?
poop, dog.
It had to be a girl car.
Girl car? What kind of girl drives a Hemi Cuda?
I'll show you.
Lipstick.
Match the car.
What's next? Blush? Mascara?
Next time, I'll pull out the leather and high heels and pink underwear for you.
Leather, high heels, and pink underwear. Pink underwear works. Pink underwear works.
Raymond Vincent Cleetree did 5 years in South London for manslaughter. He immigrated in 98.
Please. Loan shark at extortion fencing. His friend's a salvage yard.
No, I had a girl once. She was great.
She was so great. Why'd you leave her?
See, people get hurt, and I just want you to slow down.
Well, I couldn't. Because I wasn't ready.
You're straight now?
Yeah, I am, because it wasn't the same without you.
Excuse me, John.
Hey, asshole.
I was reading that.
Watch your mouth, kid.
This is a homicide file from a homicide investigation.
All right. It
took us 3 months to get a magistrate to give us a wiretap on him. No other division, including Grab, can go near his personal residence or place of business. All right? You got it? Let me tell you guys something, all right? Raymond Cleetree is going down for murder one, boneheads. Who gives a shit about Grand Theft Auto? Really?
Man, I can't watch this.
Come on. Get on. Get over with. What do you think is more exciting, having sex or stealing cars?
Having sex or losing cars. How about having sex while boosting cars?
That's a good line. Ooh, doesn't work on a lot of girls, though.
I just blurted it out. I'm sorry. But you haven't answered the question.
Well, you see, the problem is, how do you get over the shifter?
Oh, right, because the...
Because it gives him away.
Because you wouldn't want to disrupt the synchro mesh, right? Or the throttle linkage. Clutch master cylinder. Double overhead camshaft.
I can't do this.
Straight inline six. Triple lever carburetors. Bolted to each other's body structures.
Well, it's time to work.
Good brakes, too.
Nothing happening.
Maybe he's got indigestion.
Well, dude, we'll give him some more XX.
He already ate two.
Hey, little man.
Oh, man.
I thought I told you. This is our turf. What, you want to make a move?
We don't want anything to do with your turf.
something wrong with where we live, though?
No, no. It's cool for you. I mean, it's just not for us.
Oh, so now you think you're better than us or something, huh? Maybe we should cut you up, dog.
Dude, the keys.
Fred, excuse me a second, guys.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up, dog.
Man, that's disgusting.
And what kind of pervert gets their jollies off playing with dog shit?
Look, look. I got him. Look, all clean.
You guys get sick. I got him.
Wake up, man. Check this out. Every time I drive my Volvo at Beverly Hills, they tow the shit. We ain't got any Volvos here. There is a Volvo here, I know. They told me
this was... Wait. What I'm trying to tell you is there ain't no Volvos here.
And get in your book, do something, find my damn Volvo.
Thanks. Swear.
There's got to be somewhere in there. Check it out, man.
Wait. It's not nothing here. There's nothing here. Look.
So, okay. Look,
there's another one back here.
Hey, tell you what. Look at this. Look at it. She's a friend. Look, I'm sorry. I don't even need to be out here. Hey, I got a midget paging me right now. I gotta get out of here. Hey, time is money.
This is the worst damn day of my life.
Detective Castleback. Glass shards from the warehouse. From a black light bulb available at any local hardware store. All right. What the hell is a black light bulb doing in a warehouse in Long Beach? Come with me. See this glass right here?
Let me guess. Black light?
Black light. Take that wall. I'll take this wall.
Remember the 70s?
Too young? Thank God.
Black lights were all the rage back then. You know, they had this ink, these magic markers. Only show up on the black light. So if you got a whole lot of information you don't want anybody to have...
Like a shopping list of cars?
There you go.
Whoa! Yes! Yes!
Here is our list.
That's a big list. We can't have all these cars.
Maybe we don't have to. I tell you what, let's concentrate on the rarest ones and let's just hope for some luck. Let's get somebody on these right here. You and I will take this one right here, 67 Chevy Mustang. Can't even put a few of these in town.
Yeah, but how do you know he hasn't already stolen it?
Oh, if I know our boy, I believe he'll leave this one to last.
Why?
He's afraid of it.
Yo, guys.
Jeez.
Oh, man. What are you doing?
I want to go home with you guys on the coast.
Later. Come on.
Check this out. Homeboy got Snake on the license plate. Well, Snake will have to split his ass all the way to the bus stop in the morning.
Police officers, we need to check the lot for a car.
Go ahead.
Check this out, man. Here's some little riding music.
It's a little bit different than the cracker shit you used to be playing.
Check this out. Woo! Y'all gonna
make me lose my mind. Ah, you like that? You feeling it? Are you feeling it?
I know you're feeling it.
What's the...
Oh, Snake! Get this thing off me! Snake!
Vanessa
and Bernadine
just took me for a ride.
What's the count?
48.
Yes.
Amber, Mirror, and Sphinx had some unexpected visitors.
Kesselbeck?
I think so.
Everything cool?
Yeah, they're fine. They're on their way back to Otto's. Donnie and Fred are already there.
What about Kip and Tumblr?
No word yet.
Lost in suburbia hell, where are we?
What do you mean? You don't know where you're going?
Which way is out? I don't know where I am. Everything looks the same.
Wait, you don't know where you're going?
That is a cop.
No, it's not. That's Rent-A-Cop.
Slow down. Slow down.
Going to U-turn. Oh, man. We're in big trouble.
In pursuit of stolen Cadillac SUV. Traveling west on Murray Drive.
Roadblock.
Dude, look out for the roadblock.
People ask questions in hospitals, kid.
Go to the hospital!
Use your head when a storm calls,
man!
No, this does not look good.
It should be all right. Come on!
What happened?
We ran into security patrol, man.
He hid in the van.
We didn't know he was there.
We gotta get you to a doctor, private. I know just where to go. Let's get him to a car.
No!
Lie in the back. Lie down in the back. Tumblr, you and Kip take the last fan back to Otto's. What are you doing?
I'm going with him.
If something should go wrong,
I'll take care of it.
Smash this.
What's up?
What's the story with that Humvee?
Gone. Cadillac, same. Where are we going?
The only 67 Shelby in the area is registered at a place called the International Towers in Long Beach.
Let's go to Long Beach.
teach you the way the hard way.
I think he's choosing the hard way.
In pursuit of 67 Ford Mustang Gray. That sign said do not enter.
Yeah, you noticed, huh?
Gee!
Keep your pants on.
Suspect now traveling east on 4th Street. Correction, make that north on Main.
Get you out of town or something. Your brother's the best boost in the world, but I don't know if he's gonna make this one.
I'm not like my brother, you know. I just don't abandon my friends.
Oh, man, I ought to smack you, silly boy. Your brother ran away. Is that what you think? You better get your story straight.
We'll go on then, straighten it out.
Your mother told him to go. She knew if Memphis stayed, you were going to walk his line. You were going to join his crew. And she told him to pick up and go. And he did, thinking it was best for you. He left all of us for you. I guess it wasn't that big a deal for him, though, really. It wasn't that big a sacrifice, leaving everything he'd ever known behind. And 6 years later, ain't life grand. You became a car boost anyway. What about that?
I sedated him. He's sleeping. He's going to be just fine.
Or it can be fixed.
No, don't do this. Don't start with me.
No, start. Come on.
I need you, Eleanor.
Suspect heading westbound, head east to intercept. One Baker 11, maintain your course. Suspect heading in your direction. One Baker 11, he's at the end of the pier turning towards you.
Okay, just sit back. You all right?
I think so.
Are you sure? Because you just went through a wall.
Long Beach Tower, this is LAPD L1 in pursuit of suspect requesting permission to cross airfield.
Negative, Air 1. Incoming aircraft on approach. Hold your position. I repeat, do not enter airport airspace.
Thank you.
Where's Memphis?
I don't know, man.
He's not back yet.
What do you mean he's not back yet?
It's 8 o'clock. Atlee.
Time's up, Atlee. We've got 49 cars. That's one less than required. Bring the kid and we'll settle this.
What kid is that?
Oh, you know, the Cincinnati kid. Billy the kid. Which kid do you think I mean?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I think that maybe you mean Kid Raves.
Well, gee, I think you're right.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a funny thing. The little son of a bitch evaded me.
Find him, Atlee.
Well, what if I can't find him?
Then Big Brother takes the fall for the slip-up. Doesn't matter much to me. One rain is as good as another. It never rains, but it pours.
Well, you know, I think he can thank your Big Brother. I think he just took your place under the guillotine.
Sorry, mate. We're all done here.
No, we're not done. This is number 50.
You're late, so sod off. You got a problem with that? Take it up with Calitri.
You're gonna argue with me over 12 minutes? I just sold 50 cars for you in one night. All right, I'm a little tired, a little wired, and I think I deserve a little appreciation.
I said 50 cars, not 49 and a half.
49 and a half? She's not so bad, man. She's got, what, you know, some paint and, you know, some fiberglass. Yes, indeedy. You know, and the book on her is 60, 70... Call it 80, so you take 80, all right? You subtract it from 200, all right, and we make a deal. You take 80 from 200, and we call it even.
Done.
All right, good. Now, this thing with my brother's over.
It's over.
It's done. It's finished.
Done. Finished. Nobody insults me. Nobody puts a gun to me. Kill him. Shred the car. All right.
Where's Raymond Colucci's place?
Next are salvage and steel. It's on the water. Why are we going? Because, you know, homicide specifically orders not to interfere.
Hell
with homicide.
Unicorn. What?
Nothing.
So, where would you like it, sir? In the head
or in the chest?
The chest.
My pleasure.
Hey, wait a minute, fellas. Hold it. Big change of plan here. That's far enough, Atlee. What are you doing? No, no, no. I said stop there, Atlee.
No, no. Calitri just sent me up here to ask you a question.
Everything's gonna be all right. We gotta
get my brother out of here.
Hey.
You made a mistake picking a kid to do your dirty work. You made an even bigger mistake picking my kid, Blood.
But now,
you just made the biggest mistake trying to kill me.
Be careful with that,
Liz.
Just put it down.
That's right. You gotta think about what.
Just put it down.
No! 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 Oh, no.
No.
I'm good.
You don't want to do that, ma'am.
Yeah, dude.
Listen to me. You walk out of here with me. You got some options. If you kill me, now you think about this. I'm a police officer. Your life will be over.
No, you've got that the wrong way around. If I kill you, your life's over. Not all bad, though. Funeral will be on the telly. Everybody out there dressed and dressed. Guard of honor. 21-gun salute and the stars and stripes draped all over your cockpit. It'll be the greatest day of your life.
Here I am, smack dab in the middle of a moral dilemma, Randall. You've torn this town to shreds with that little escapade of yours, you and your Eleanor. But I understand what brought you back here. A brother's love is a brother's love. You saved my life, didn't you? So what am I gonna do?
It's your call, detective.
Get out of here, Randall. I'll clean this up. Go, Randall, before I change my mind. Go.
Oh, there's a container ship at Pier 14. You might want to check it out.
Yeah. Can a good-looking, hard-working chef get a beer around here? Come on, Tumblr, you ain't doing nothing. Hand me a beer, baby. All right, Memphis, guys, food. Thank you, sir.
Damn. Poor Toby, man. Sure looks like he's in a lot of pain.
If that's pain, you can shoot me anytime. Sex is sexy.
If his unpleasant wounding has in some way enlightened the rest of you as to the grim finish below the glossy veneer of criminal life and inspired you to change your ways, then his injuries carry with it an inherent nobility and a supreme glory. We should all be so fortunate. You say poor Toby. I say poor us.
He spoke.
Hey, man, I thought you were from Long Beach.
Hey, Memphis. Hey. I have something for you.
What is this?
Open it.
Keys. Keys are good. What do I do with them?
Hey, everybody. Everybody inside here, let's go. Everybody, come on, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, my great pleasure to present.
Oh, man. Hey,
very humble.
What?
How about that?
What? The
Salvador. All yours. I know it's a heap, but give me a couple of weeks and it'll look like a streamlined butterfly.
didn't.
Oh, no. I parted the chopper out for that.
I'm blown away. You bought me a car.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just a token of my appreciation for everything,
Get in there, go for a ride.
I know what you did. I thank you.
I'll see you later.
All right. You want to go for a ride?
Yes.